Welcome to TerryWilson3.com, home of TW3, the most powerful marketing tools, training, and technology on planet Earth.
Planet Earth.
Get ready to earn, enjoy, and experience more than you ever dreamed was possible. If you're tired of just getting by and ready to really thrive, then buckle in and listen up. Here's your host, Terry Wilson.
Behave.
Index fun or index finger?
I don't want to hear it. Welcome to TW3, everyone. Let me ask you a question, everybody. If it were possible to earn more, enjoy more, and experience more out of your personal and professional life, would you be willing to take just a few minutes to see and understand how that could be possible? If you could insulate your income and work experience from the ups and downs of the economy, the society, and political climate, would you invest a few minutes of your time to see how? Well, if any of that is of interest, then you will want to hear what we're going to be talking about tonight. In a word, we're talking about the road to freedom. Let me ask you a question. Where does freedom come from? How is emotional, financial, and personal freedom accomplished? Tonight, I want to give you a strategy to gain freedom in every area of your life that you might be seeking it in. Tonight, I'm going to show specifically what anyone can do to gain more freedom. What you're going to see and hear has nothing to do with buying a program, joining a business, investing in a product, or converting to a faith. While some of those might be advisable options for you to consider, what you're going to hear in our show tonight has nothing to do with any of those. In just a few moments, I'm going to give a simple but profound training on how to loose yourself from not being and not able to experience, enjoy, and earn more in your personal and professional life. But before I get into that, my sons, in whom I am well pleased, how are you guys doing?
Pretty great. Are you sure? He's not. He's a liar.
Is he lying?
He's lying.
Why would he not be doing great?
The last hour has not been good for you.
No.
Number one, Wendy's put something on his burger he didn't want. Yeah. And if that wasn't the worst thing to happen today, what happened to your car? It blew up or something?
Something like that.
Are we having a bad day?
No.
I like his attitude. You should learn from it.
Yeah.
No. It's about the way you frame it.
If you have enough bad days, that will become your good days.
Exactly. River Wilson. I might say that again, and we'll make it a pull quote from the whole.
I will. All right. The quote.
Here's the quote. Profound wisdom from River Wilson, circa 17-year-old.
He forgot it. I'm going to go ahead and move on. He's searching. He forgot what he said.
Well, I tell you, he tripped upon something a little about what we're talking about tonight. You know, a lot about what we experience in life is how we frame the experiences. And you can look at it from different vantage points. And how do you frame it? What goes into framing? It has a lot to do with your past experiences, your conditioning from your upbringing, all different types of things go into how we frame things. But for those joining the podcast, Reagan and I, just a few moments ago, had to go get River because his car was not in a smoking section, but it was smoking.
Oh, yeah, it was.
a little overheating, but did nothing major. I think he's got a sticking thermostat that we can get fixed rather.
So, explain it. I'm not a car guy. If his thermostat is stuck, there's nothing wrong with the engine. It's just the thermostat's messed up, right?
Well, you're making the same mistake I used to make when someone said you have a, because I've had this issue before. I always thought the thermostat was what was the readout on the thing. No, it is actually a valve inside your watering system, that your coolant system. Oh. And that valve opens and releases based on the heat. Mm. That it's reading out. And
so if it's hot, it's hot.
If it's hot, it's supposed to open and let the cool water come in and cool the engine. If it sticks, then it never opens and it just, you start to boil the water. And all of a sudden the engine is heating the water rather than the water cooling the engine.
Gotcha.
And so that's what's happening. And so it's a simple thing. And I'm no mechanic. And I could, right. you know.
Right. Huh, what about that? Value added for being on the show today.
So what if I just take like a scalpel and I slit a little hole where it's getting stuck and that way it just always passes through?
Well, I'm sure there's a mechanical reason why that doesn't work. There's a reason why they turn. I think you got to give time for the water to cool.
I've got that Uncle Harold mechanic in me where it's like, I can fix that really easy.
Hey, guess what I found? And we'll get into the show. I promise, guys. I saw a image come across, a picture was posted of my uncle I told you guys about years ago, who my mother told me, don't go out and play with fireworks. You're going to get hurt. And I told my uncle this. And he said, oh, she's just being, you know, a worrying nanny. Nothing's going to hurt you. These firecrackers won't hurt you. And I says, no, he says, hand them to me. And he took a whole bundle of those poppers. I don't know what you call those, and tied them around his pant legs on both sides. And he was wearing overalls, the old country farmer type. He lit those things up, and I got to watch a 60-year-old man dance like he was on, you know, Soul Train or something. I mean, it was hysterical. Well, I got to say, I hadn't seen a picture of him or even in years, and it came across my Facebook.
That's hilarious.
It is hysterical. But anyway, we're going to get into this training in just a second, but I think Reagan's got some announcements, and then River, and we'll get right into it.
Yeah, so we're going to be taking questions in segment three. So if you got any of those, go ahead and start putting them down in the comments below. The only thing we ask is you keep it clean, positive, and relevant. And if you can't do any of those things, just make it funny.
Just make it funny. That's right.
Share your podcast. Oh my gosh.
No.
Again.
All right.
No.
So the reason is I've been working out and these protein shakes just make up my testosterone levels that, you know, with taking
Can
my
we
neurons.
Please start clipping all of these though?
Like, absolutely.
I just want the start of
there
each
is going to be an outtake of all of these.
Every time.
Every
See,
time.
This is why I don't speak enthusiastically because
before
in my voice,
you start talking, just go.
Yeah, that helps, and thank you for that. Testing the compression on this.
Oh, no worries.
It did pretty good.
Yeah, it did.
Share your podcast with hashtag TW3podcast434 on your social medias.
Yeah, okay. The LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. Why do they have to use the hashtag? Why is that important?
Because when we look it up under the hashtag category, so it's harder to find.
Yeah, sort of earmarks it so that we can actually find when you posted it. That way we know who to give a book away. And we're going to give a copy of Warning, Opportunities Ahead. This is our newest book that just came out. This comes from a training back in our You Are Worth More conference in 2020. But tonight we are talking about the road to freedom. How, you know, honestly, I think this, if there's anything that you ought to be able to really put your time and effort and energy in is the ability to have the freedom to come and go as you want, earn as much as you want, enjoy as much as you want, have freedom in, you know, Reagan, you know, I, as good as I am in some areas of my life and River, I'm not as good in other areas, and I can barely move my arms right now because I don't have freedom in one area of my life, which is my health and fitness. And so I'm going to the gym. And I'm having these strange feelings in my arms where they won't go above the desk here right now because they feel like spaghetti and they are so sore.
Overhead press will do that.
Yeah, overhead press will do that. So I'm trying my best to experience freedoms in areas of life. So that's why I don't want you guys to take I don't want you to infer what you hear us talk about tonight as me standing on some sort of hilltop saying, I'm better than you and you ought to get where I'm at. And it has nothing. Don't take that attitude. I'm saying here is a principle that I could learn from just as much as anyone else, you know, where I'm ahead in certain areas of my life, maybe than some others. Boy, I'm behind in other areas. So when I share this training tonight, I speak to myself as well. I'm not just talking to the audience, but I'm talking to myself. So join with me as we start learning how you can have freedom, and it you should seek after freedom. But there's one component that you've got to engage, that you've got to, you have to go after. And there's a strategy to have freedom in whatever area of life you want. And we're going to get into that when we get back right after this. Are you looking for a job? You know, searching for a job has put you in one industry already. And I'd like to be the first to say,
welcome to sales. But now, instead of selling a product, good, or service, you're selling yourself. Go over to terrywilson3.com/resume. There you will find a system and software that will help you build the resume to get you noticed. It will show you what keywords work and what keywords do not work, so you shouldn't use them. That's at terrywilson3.com/resume. It's going to show you how to get noticed. It's going to show you how to get more interviews, but you've got to go over to terrywilson3.com/resume now.
You're listening to terrywilson3.com. Inspiring, informative, and entertaining content for the entrepreneur and small business owner. And now back to the TW3 studios with Terry Wilson.
You know, speaking of formats and freedom, you know, this new format kind of.
You like the new format?
The new format offers a lot of freedom. That's all I'm saying. So we're back. Let's get in the training on how to find out how to earn the freedom to earn and enjoy more in your personal and professional life. Remember, we will be taking questions right after this training.
So tonight I want to talk to you about the road to freedom. And I know some of you can go, well, good Lord, Terry. But the thing is, seriously, guys. I remember just a few years ago, someone asked Steve Harvey why all of his comedy routine and things he was saying and doing became more and more religious. And it was sort of had it with an attitude like, do you think you're better than us? Do you think you're all that? You know, it was sort of like, you know, oh, he's found, you know, religion. And it was sort of like a dismissive attitude that they were giving him. But I liked his response. He says, hey, man. I'm just one beggar that has found bread trying to tell other people where the bread's at. And that's how I feel about entrepreneurialism. Listen, guys, I think if I can find personal freedom, financial freedom, and all of the things that make my life so enjoyable, then I just feel compelled to share it with everybody I come in contact with. Doesn't mean I feel like I'm better than anyone else. It doesn't mean that I think that, you know, I have arrived. No, it just means, boy, I really am enjoying life. And this vehicle that has given me the freedom I experience, I want to share with the world. Freedom is the seedbed to any major accomplishment you and I could ever hope to achieve. Do you want to earn more? Do you want to enjoy what you do in your daily routines? Do you want to come and go as you want? Do you want to take vacation? When and as long as you want. See, all of that and more is possible when you and I have freedom fully operational in our lives. Okay, great, Terry. Okay, I want some. Give me some freedom. But what is it? What does freedom mean to you? Now, I have been given this definition by a pastor friend of mine that I have adopted and used it to this day. Many have their own concept of what freedom is. But for me, it's simply three things. And for those who are TW3 members and who've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, this might be a little bit of a review, but I want to define the term I'm talking about so we can get into how you and I and all of us could have more freedom. See, freedom is three things to me. Number one, nothing to lose. The decisions I make on a daily basis, day to day, is not influenced, shaped, or manipulated by the fear of losing something. If I have true freedom, then I have no fear about what could I lose if I do this. See, that's why I'm telling you, freedom is more than money. It does include money, but freedom is way more than just having a great income, a great job. Listen, if I've got a great income and a great job, but I am scared to death, I'm going to lose it every day. If I'm scared to death, you know, I could screw up, I could mess up, something could happen and it all falls apart, then I don't have freedom right then. See, freedom, number one, is nothing to lose. Number two, it's nothing to hide. I have absolutely no past failure, no current foe, or no future fear that I am hiding from. No one, no thing, no threat has power over me. If you want freedom, and if you want to know what freedom is, it's nothing to lose, nothing to hide, and no one to impress. My value, my ability to earn, enjoy, and experience more is free from the opinions and the judgments of others. I used to get really upset and offended when people would make snarky remarks about me or the way I looked or the way I talked or something about my business or had anything negative to say about me. And it brought me back to this definition. Terry, do you have freedom? Well, I would say to myself, well, I make plenty of money and come and go, but I just want these people. What? Who cares what some bobo living in the basement of his mother's house in his pajamas that can't find a job, can't even find a minimum wage job in a good economy thinks about your haircut or the way you talk? See, I had to remind myself that freedom is what I'm after, not money. Not status, freedom. See, money, time, and all this other stuff, that's just a fruit. So if freedom is so attractive, then why don't more people have it? Why is it that not only less and less people have it in today's world, but even fewer are even pursuing it? What is stopping people from fully enjoying and enjoying and earning from the fruit called freedom? I'm telling you, there's a reason why you and I don't exercise and enjoy and experience all the freedom we could, just like others. Well, the first distinction you got to understand is this first thing is freedom is a byproduct of something greater and deeper. You see, most people either have or are seeking after the freedom of money, time, activity, schedule, culture, family, opinions, lifestyle, hobbies, style, and style of expression. However, study after study after study has shown that most tend to fail in these pursuits. However, if you dig a little deeper, you understand why. The answer is so simplistic it can be insulting and smack as condescending to some. Nonetheless, this is a psychological, theological, and philosophical fact that leading thinkers within those fields all agree. Freedom is nothing more than the fruit of personal responsibility. The greater the personal responsibility, the greater the freedom you will enjoy. The two are inseparable. But the problem is when you and I hear someone like myself or others talk about personal responsibility right in the face of frustration, aggravation, irritation because, you know, what we're going through, this goal, this dream, this idea, this business that we're trying to pursue, it smacks as insulting. And so it's very difficult to hear this truth, especially when you're stressed out, especially when, you know, you're just aggravated, you're at your wit's end, you're doing all that you know to do and things aren't working out. So here's the question. Why is this truth so difficult to accept? Why is this truth, this reality, because I'll be honest with you, I doubt there's anyone on here, if we could put them under sodium pentothal and really pull away all the layers of aggravation, frustration, stress, biases, and all the things that cloud our field of judgment. If we could pull all that away, everybody intuitively knows that freedom comes from self-independence and self-responsibility. So why is it so insulting? Why is it so aggravating? Why is it such a truth that we all, listen, myself included, from time to time, can't accept? Well, it's based on what we hear. I believe the reason why so many people, including myself at times, have struggled with this reality is because of what we hear and how it's interpreted. You see, when you and I hear someone say, imply, or suggest that the reason we don't have the freedom we desire, or the reason we are currently unsuccessful in a given area is based on personal responsibility, we are tempted to become insulted, we are tempted to become offended, and stop listening any further because of what we just heard. See, you and I, when we hear someone say that, we're tempted to hear, well, you're just not trying hard enough, or you're just not smart enough, or you're just not the right type of person. See, that's what a lot of us hear when we hear you've got to have personal responsibility. We feel like we're being beat up on anyone that's saying that. We become defensive. So the human response to interpreting this reality by most is to become defensive. And when a person, you and I, become defensive, we express our anger, frustration, aggravation at the recent effort of trying and failing in very toxic ways that are unhealthy. All of a sudden, when this occurs, what we will feel psychologically do to protect our emotional well-being, our sense of self-worth and pride, is we will plant a thought in our mind, and I like to call it their fault tree. So if I'm ever discouraged about the money I make, the amount of time I have to work, the schedule I have to work, the culture or work environment I have to work within, the amount of family time I have, or several other areas of my life, I have a built-in reason, I have a plausible rationale, or simply put, an acceptable excuse that justifies these negative feelings. This is how perpetual frustration, aggravation, irritation, and discouragement is both started, cultivated, and grown. And this all happens because a truth that someone tried to tell me that is a respected authority in various fields that study human behavior, human thinking, and has a higher vantage point to be able to see and analyze the various behaviors and thinking that work and don't work, I can reject it because I heard that and that's insulting and I push it away. And when I push that away, I'm not operating in a truth that will bring me freedom, and freedom is what we all desire. So let me suggest that you flip the script, that instead of being insulted by this truth, you hear it for what it's really saying. So when you hear someone say freedom is solely contingent upon the level of personal responsibility you're willing to accept, what you need to hear is now you have control over your life. You have choices over your life for the first time when you accept this. You have clarity over your life. That's what needs to go inside of you. When you hear someone say, hey, you want freedom? You want to earn as much as you're worth? Do you want to enjoy the life that's been afforded to you? Do you want to experience more out of life? Are you tired of having someone to impress, something to hide? Are you tired of always feeling like you're on someone else's schedule? Then you want freedom. How does that come? Why, you have to explain, why is this mindset matter so much? And I love what Darlene Lancer said. She's a psychologist and author. She said this: self-responsibility both reflects and generates self-esteem. Wow. Have you noticed people are depressed more than ever before? Self-responsibility solves that. People with high self-esteem feel that they are in charge of their lives. They have a sense of agency, of self-efficacy. They take responsibility for their feelings, actions, and lives. It also means that you can take responsibility for the consequences of your choices and behavior, both positive and negative outcomes, rather than blame yourself or others. It requires a desire to review and learn from your mistakes in order to seek solutions and improvement. The cornerstone of building self-confidence requires accepting responsibility for one's unhappiness and problems. Only then can they be changed. And a survey showed that lottery winners eventually return to their original state of being. Winning the lottery or finding Mr. Right provides temporary euphoria. Ultimately, it's self-esteem and our thoughts and actions that determine our sense of well-being. Boy, I tell you, mindset matters, doesn't it? The rub is that when self-esteem is low, it's painful to take responsibility. People rather make excuses and blame others since they already feel so bad. This is really annoying to those around them and can create problems in relationships. Self-responsibility neither implies moral blame nor guilt, but should foster a curious inquiry into how and why your life is the way it is. Look for solutions. Ask what assumptions, beliefs, attitudes are motivated your choice and behavior, and what actions can be taken in the future. Avoiding self-responsibility puts you in the role of a helpless victim, waiting for others to change so that you will feel better. That never works in the long run because we can't change others. And even their accommodations to our needs only provide temporary fits. The other extreme, feeling you're responsible for everything that befalls you, can also injure your self-esteem. There is an out of balance to this. Blaming yourself for every accident, illness, and mishap presumes an unrealistic level of control. Nor are you responsible for everyone else's abusive behavior. You are responsible for your response to it and that only. Instead of asking, why did he or she ask, what beliefs do I have that allow me to permit it? What boundaries do I set? How can I better protect myself? What may happen if I don't change my response? Ask yourself, what would be different if you took responsibility for your happiness, your financial security, your safety, and your physical health? What are the benefits of not taking responsibility of your health, finances, goals, emotions, and relationships? Probably you'll feel better about yourself in areas where you are more self-responsible. You feel effective. Your self-esteem is raised. It will be lower in the areas where your self-responsibility is lower. People feel more effective when they take action. And action-oriented people tend to have higher self-esteem. They take action despite how they feel. They don't wait passively for things to change or expect others to change their lives. Although self-awareness or thoughts and feelings is important, if it preempts action, it can undermine self-efficacy and self-efficiency and ultimately self-esteem. Keep in mind that action requires attention directed towards solving a problem and includes journaling, expressing feelings, making a list, obtaining information, writing a letter, thinking through a problem, making a statement or decision, or even changing your attitude. You may need the support for the courage to take your behavior beyond writing and thinking, considering getting a coach, especially here at TW3. I'm telling you, this mindset matters. Having a mindset matters for you, the professional coach and entrepreneur out there, and it matters for you to be able to instill in the people that you are recruiting and bringing in and talking about how they can earn more, enjoy more, and experience more out of life the moment they decide to take self-responsibility for their lives. You know, one of the qualifying questions I will ask a potential client is simply this: Mr. or Mrs. Client, if I convey all of these marketing assets, tools, and training that for the last 12 years has helped thousands upon thousands of people take their money, business, and life to new levels, if I convey all of that, and it's in writing here, what you're going to get, it's in writing how it's going to be conveyed to you, it's in writing how you can expect it. If all of this is given to you, and I, in good faith and good effort, execute on all of the things I promised, and the worst case scenario happens, and you've got a goal for yourself that in 1 week, 1 month, or 1 year, you will be financially, you will be emotionally, you will be wherever you want to be. If you don't meet that goal, are you willing to take responsibility for that? Now, that might sound harsh, and that might even sound like a turnoff, but the reality is I want to put people and potential clients on notice. Hey, you've got to take personal responsibility for your personal income. Now, it rolls back on me, the coach, the entrepreneur, the person that is bringing you into a system or a software or a business or whatever the context may be. It's on me if I told you one thing and I did another. However, if it's empirically proven and shown that step by step, every single thing that we're talking about is conveyed. And the same teaching, training, and technology that I'm giving you has helped all of these people over here. Then are you willing to accept the responsibility of your outcome? Because then and only then can a positive, profitable coach-client relationship be established. And I want to encourage you, if you're thinking about seeking after a goal, going after a dream, getting on the road to personal freedom, then don't let personal responsibility be a deterrent, a discouragement. Let it be a challenge. Don't hear other people like myself and other coaches and other people beating. Listen, I am overweight. I'm not as healthy as I could be because I have not taken full personal responsibility for my health. It's an ongoing struggle. But I am determined. I am determined to master it. I am determined not to allow outside forces and outside things tell me how I'm going to feel, the energy I'm going to have, how I'm going to look. No, I'm responsible for this. McDonald's didn't make me fat. My unwillingness to do what it takes is the only reason. And therefore, I'm making changes. I'm asking myself, why do I have these behaviors? Why do I tell myself that I can't do this or I can do this? We all have areas to grow. We all have areas that we are afforded more freedom to and for. I suggest, and I recommend to myself today, go after it. It's the greatest thing that has been given. My Bible says it was for freedom Christ died. If it's worth dying for, then it's worth me having.
Can't guarantee you success, but he sure can help you eliminate the excuses made so far for not achieving them. Now back to the TW3 studio with Terry Wilson.
All right, so we're back. Let's see here. We just went through over the training, so let's get into some of these questions that you've submitted via email. So our first question, Terry, what is TW3 Radio, and is this something that I can join? I've had a podcast and I've done it for years and would like to submit my show to your radio for live streaming platform.
Yeah. So TW3 Radio is something, it's a service that we launched about, when did we launch that? It's first a year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We had three new products that we released. One was a coaching platform for coaches who wanted to have their own system and network. So we launched the CPS system. Then we launched a independent blog from the TW3 network. If someone just wanted a blog, we launched that. And then we launched TW3 Radio. And the reason I love it, I'm a radio guy. I consume a lot of podcasts, radio programs. I would say I probably listen to more podcasts in audio format trainings than I do anything else. I don't even turn the TV on unless it's baseball anymore, you know, just because I find... I hate the format of TV. I think you don't learn as much.
Mm-mm.
I think it's made for just snippets of sound bites to basically promote the next upcoming thing. I think especially in the areas of sports,
yeah,
politics and everything else, they try to isolate this one thing so they can shape a narrative, so they can tell a story. So, and it insults my intelligence anymore. And I don't care if it's from the left, right. I don't care if it's.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just like, just tell me what happened. I'm a big boy. I can make my own decisions.
Right.
And so I find radio and specifically podcast gives you this long format. Like I listened to a podcast the other day. It was 4.5 hours long.
Mm.
But I was very interested in the subject. I was very interested in the people that was creating the content because they had a lot of authority in that subject. And so I listened to debates. You sent me a debate I've listened to, which got me in a rabbit hole where I was listening to other things, you know, and all that. So you learn so much. And so TW3 Radio is a service
that we have given all of our members. You don't have to be a plus member. You don't have to be an elite member. You can be just a regular sales rep and trainer, and we give you the ability to create your own radio program. Mm. And we get a few thousand listens a week now. It's not huge, but we just launched it. Our podcast here gets over 10,000 downloads a week because we've been out forever and we're on several different formats. But the radio side is not getting, but probably on a good week, it'll get 6,000 to 7,000 listeners, active listeners. On a bad week, it'll dip around 2,500. But if you want to, as a member, if you want to talk about sports, religion, politics, cooking, lifestyle, raising children, whatever you want, we just ask you that it be ethical, that it meets the FCC standards and all of that. But we give you that because as a member, you get a blog, you get all of these other tools, a CRM. Well, that's just one more thing that you can sort of put your brand, your message, who you are out in the universe. And I find, you know, I've said it for many, many years, I believe the cornerstone to our business here is this podcast, because I think people, there's one thing to write something down and or send an email, but when they can hear a person's voice, they can hear, okay, I like that person or I don't like that person. And yeah, it saves us all, you know, because time. If I can talk you out of doing business with me by the sound of my voice, I've saved you and myself
sure
a lot of heartache too, you know. So, but yeah, tw3radio.com is a service that we afford all of our members. Anybody can sign up for it and publish a show. And we've got a lot of great members over there, a lot of great content. If you want to hear the voice of some of these people you've heard us talk about, Tom from Chi-Town, Miller Time, Captain Quackenbush, Linda the Legend, you know, there's a lot of them over there that's got their own radio program, and you can hear from them and connect with them as well.
Cool. So let's see here. Second question. Can you explain what someone would do inside your program if they loved sales but was a little scared of all the computer stuff?
That is a great question, and that is a lot of people. We are an online business. We do have online marketing tools that we're training and teaching you on. We do have strategies that will show you how to mitigate the usage of all the technology. Mm-hmm. There are ways that we can show you through ad copy and ad copy placement. It goes straight from the client responding, going straight to a phone call to you, and that's all you deal with. Now, there's a cost to doing business that way. The cost is that you don't get to automate your process. I mean, one of the ways that some of our members are able to make $5,000-$10,000 a week is because they're able to scale their business to where they have all these tools automating the sales process and a follow-up process in the background. That means that you have to use technology. You have to use software. You have to use computers. However, we have a lot of members that all they do is talk on the phone. They read a script, they talk on a phone, and that's it. And they make a great commission and do well with just some over-the-phone coaching with their clients and stuff. So you can do that. Just know that there's a cost to doing business that way rather than automating it, but that's not to discourage you. We do have strategies of how to get involved with our system using our platform and making money without having to use the computer. And you can also hire us to build out your blog, set up your funnels and stuff like that. Don't recommend doing that necessarily. We're not pushing that. But here again, I've got guys that just say,
it's a weird thing we offer where we do offer it, but then we're almost out trying to talk you out of buying one of our products, which is, hey, maybe don't do this. It's better for this reason.
Well, you know, part of the value of our system is we're teaching people how to use these tools and build a business online using these tools. And if you outsource that, you just circumvented that value.
Right.
But, you know, we do have it. You know?
And I think if you know what you're wanting to do, like, you know, you just want to, if you're just wanting to resell the system, you're not worried about the, you know, the technicalities of the sales funnel. You just want to get the contact info and then start, you know, your follow-up calls. I mean,
or you're not going to do referral marketing.
Right. Then it's perfect for you.
It's perfect. Yeah. If you're not going to do RMP, if you're not using the system to generate leads for other types of businesses, you can do that.
Yeah.
If all you're doing is reselling the TW3 platforms and training others on it, you can definitely outsource that. Take calls, read scripts, make money. A lot of people do. A lot of people make a lot of money. When you want to pivot to doing some of these things where you don't have to make a sale to make money. You can refer things out.
It gets more in the weeds. You got to understand the back office.
You've got to understand that. And that's the only caveat we just want to be clear on. So yeah.
Cool.
Good stuff.
This is a good question. We get this one a lot. Can I build a 6-figure income with your program?
Absolutely. You can build a 7-figure. There's no limit to it. I mean, we're not going to cut you off. Yeah. The only limit.
There's a sales cap.
Yeah. Once you make
80,000, we're just like, hey, bud.
No. I mean, because you work as much as you want, as often as you want. The least you could make on a TW3 product that you resell and train on is $750. The most you can make on one of our packages is $18,000. And then you got all the referral marketing parts and packages that come with it. You have the residual income. So there absolutely is no limit. I think the better question is it possible? Yes. Is it probable? Well, then that gets into what's your experience? What's your background? How long will it take you to get up to speed on some of these things? I mean, because I don't want to oversell anything either. Okay. I say it's probable if you work the system and do what the system shows and illustrates. And the reason I say that is not because of wishful thinking. I've got empirical data that I can show a historical outline over the last 12 years, all these people we've helped, the people are making money. Now, that being said, we have people join every week that quit in 2 weeks and ticked off.
Yeah.
That could happen. But that's not on anyone but the person, because it's the same system, software, training, and everything that the person right behind them bought takes off.
You said once a week, but just to, it's probably more like once a month, once every 2 months now.
I know.
I would say like when we first started.
Yeah, we don't have that problem like we, and I'm probably misstated that. You're right. That don't happen, but once every, really 3 months now. I think we've had our first one in 3 months a few weeks ago. And we won't mention names or anything like that. But, you know, here again, I went back to look and see, well, why did this problem occur? It has to be, and I'm not trying to play the blame game. We'll take whatever responsibility, but he was communicated exactly what it was, what it was required, what it cost, was even asked, is this what you want to do? I mean, I went back and watched everything. It's just a matter of he got frustrated.
Sure.
After 2 weeks, and rather than taking a breath, finding out and working with his coach, okay, here's why. And rather than him working through that painful situation, because frustrated, I get it. I get just as frustrated. I want to throw a wrench at my computer just as bad as anyone else. I've got Irish blood in me. I can run hot. I mean, no judgments here. But the question is it productive? Does it advance my interest? And that's what we got into the training tonight. Self-responsibility is a huge thing. Self-responsibility and freedom are synonymous. They're inseparable. You know, to the degree I can accept self-responsibility is the degree of freedom I can experience. And that's just the reality. And it's unfortunate, but, it is, unfortunately that way sometimes, because
people, it's the give and take.
It's the give and take.
Yeah.
But yeah, the question is, yes, you can. And the question is, and it's even probable if you work the system the right way.
Cool. If I wanted to be personally coached by Terry, how would I go about doing this?
So we do offer, I've been offering personal coaching the first of this month. And the way that works is you have to be an elite member, and then you apply for that. And then we put you in a pool of people that I will pull out. We don't guarantee it, but if you are an elite member, you have to be an elite member before we start coaching. The complete package, if you want to do that, the elite membership is $3,000. And we ask you to first be in the system 90 days before you even apply for personal coaching. Once you're in the system 90 days, then I have a one-on-one coaching experience with you, see if it's a fit. And then we talk about what you're trying to accomplish. And then I lay out a budget for you if you're willing to engage that part of it. There is an extra expense to it.
And what's the 90 days for? I'm sure some people are wondering why they need to wait 90 days.
Well, it's going to take you 90 days just to get some of the basic concepts and constructs that we teach and train on, and some of the technology. And if you come in a week, 2 weeks later, and you're ready to schedule a one-on-one with me, I will give you principles and give you homework to do. And you won't know how to do them. You won't understand the language. You won't understand the concepts. And you won't have the technical skill sets to be able to accomplish what I'm doing. So we just wasted our time.
Right.
And I don't want your time wasted. I don't want my time wasted. So you've got to get up to speed to where once you're up to speed with some basic principles and things that we do, then you and I can have a fruitful conversation. Mm. And I've been able to help people go from Miller Times, been on here. I don't know if he's on tonight, but he came and did a coaching experience with our outbreak session at one of the conferences. And he literally went from having a tragedy in his life, losing his business, losing a lot of things because of a family dynamic and situation, to that first year making over $250,000.
Yeah.
So I know what I'm able to offer and show people in a one-on-one setting. I have a historical record of it working. However, he was able to take that advice because he'd already been in the system with Gary and worked. Yep. And knew what he was doing and knew what he wanted to do. And
this is probably good to add some clarity. You offer coaching. You're not a coach. Nobody can come under you as a coach. And there's a few reasons for that.
When you buy that elite package, you have to buy it from one of our members.
Yep.
So you have to be an exec. And I don't sell directly because I don't want any of my members thinking I'm competing with them.
Right.
You know, because I don't want them to feel like I'm out undermining their efforts of marketing, you know, and when people come to me directly, I actually refer them out to other, if they haven't spoken to anyone, I still refer them out to elite members. And then once you become an elite member, you're coming to the mastermind trainings and stuff like that. Then we can have a conversation if you want to engage that later on, but that's all done through your coach.
Last question here. I'm a Medicare supplement agent and would like to know how your lead generation tools could help me.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, we had Ryan on last week and, did you think
go I was back a week,
yeah, get Brian back over here. So, we have a lead generation tool here. And so, and it works like a top when you're talking about insurance, Medicare supplement, stuff
that's
like that.
That's sort of where this whole business started.
Yeah.
So, go back a week.
So I'll just explain in real basic terms. You're going to get a filter scrub data list. So if, let's say, for instance, you're in Jacksonville, Florida, I can give you 1,000 names, numbers, email addresses, and cell phone numbers of people in Jacksonville, Florida, between the ages of 65 and 85. Credit ratings, homeowners, all the demographical filters you want to set. And then you can load it into our bulk texter, bulk dialer, bulk emailer, and you can engage those clients. And then I can give you what we call our referral marketing products, where you're giving coffee, you're giving gift cards away, you're doing, and you can send out a text to 1,000 people saying, hey, your annual review of your meds up is coming up, and we're giving $25 in free coffee away to book your review appointment with us this week. And then you put that in text, you send it out, they click on a link, they book the appointment through the automated system, and you never have to cold call, and you're just setting appointment after appointment after appointment up using these various assets that we have and tools we have. So that's how it works. So great questions, guys. Great questions. Well, listen, we'll be back right after this. There was some great questions tonight. We're going to give a book away when we get back. Have you already picked someone out?
I'm on the search for it as we speak.
Somehow, I just don't believe you. Well, I just don't believe you. But anyway, we'll be back right after this. Hey, if you don't mind, I'd like to ask you a real quick question. Are you happy with your career? What you do, who you work for, who you work with? Are you happy with the industry you're in? If you're like most Americans, you would love to have your own business, your own opportunity to go and come as you'd like, to make what you want. How would you like the opportunity to be in a viable business opportunity? There's no inventory, there's no gimmicks of, you know, recruiting people and building up a leg and all that nonsense. There's no calling your friends, family, and foes. Matter of fact, there's no cold calling at all. You could do sales or non-sales and make money. Incredible pay, as a matter of fact, anywhere from $750 up to $18,000. Over one decade, TerryWilson3.com has been helping people just like you and me take their money, business, and life to all new levels. If you're ready to start building your dream rather than someone else's dreams, go to TerryWilson3.com.
You're listening to TerryWilson3.com. Inspiring, informative, and entertaining content for the entrepreneur and small business owner. And now, back to the TW3 Studios with Terry Wilson.
The decision has been rendered. There's no need to continue the search. We have a name.
That's right.
And we have a person, and we went back and looked, and this person has been sharing before. We want to be able to, we want to be able to reward, her efforts in helping us get this out. So who is the winner chicken dinner?
Lynette Wells.
Thank you, Lynette. Thank you so much. You are a rock star here at TW3. You know you're on camera, right?
Yeah, I'm aware.
So, guys, we hope tonight's podcast was of value to you. And for you guys that are listening to the audio and don't come to the live events, do want to tell you that you can always submit a question like these questions were tonight through email. And you can go to TerryWilson3.com/contact. That's TerryWilson3.com/contact. And send in a question that way as well.
Hey, so do we have enough to give away too? Because we had a few shares.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, another one would be Harold Walters.
Yeah. Congratulations, Harold. Let me get back over here and get
Harold
my,
and Lynette.
Harold and Lynette. That's great. The man, the legend. Hey, you know, he's an elite member.
Yep.
Thank you, Harold. We appreciate you, brother. We'll be sending you out a copy of Warning Opportunities Ahead. We'll get that out to you. And send that to you as well. We do appreciate your support there. He's always a great supporter and always encouraging. And I see him on Facebook from time to time. So that's great. And I get to see him in the live trainings of the Elite Mastermind. So it's always fun to see Harold as well. So what are we doing this week, boys?
I'm going to work and then wish I was home. I think it's pretty fitting with our road to freedom. I'm getting there.
You're getting there. You are on the road to freedom.
Let me tell you.
Free at last.
I've started some... We always talk about multiple streams of income.
Yeah, yeah.
I've started looking at some stocks that I can... And I'm fully aware...
The risk.
Stock market is, you know, it's
not fluid.
It's fluid. It's not static. But I've been looking at some index funds, and maybe down the road they'll be worth a little bit more. So I'll help myself out when I'm 40 or 50.
Are you going to be working tomorrow around 1?
No.
Well, you might want to come by the house. There's a product I used to sell a lot, and I'm about to buy from Ryan. It's called an index UL.
Okay.
And what it is, it's like having a life insurance policy and then this separate fund over here that's indexed to market.
Okay.
And the way it works is they say it never goes below 3.5%, no matter what the stock market does. We cap it off. However, it never goes above 8.5%.
Ah, there's the catch.
So we're going to realize the winnings, but we're going to mitigate the losses.
Gotcha.
So you're always in this thing where you can't lose, but you are indexed to market. So when it does go up, you can do better. But when it goes down, you can be saved. And the beautiful thing about this product is you can overfund it because it's done under the guise of it being an insurance product.
Yeah.
There are some tax and there are some retirement advantages you can implement that you can't in just a raw. I'm not saying it's the only tool you should use in your financial planning, but it is a great tool.
Gotcha.
And I've been a fan of it. I used to sell it, so I've been aware of them for years. Since you're in that mindset of investing for the future and all these other things, it would be well worth the...
Well, cool.
And being that you're so young, your insurance cost to that side of it would be so low.
Yeah,
that you would have this protection if you lost your job, got hurt, got sick, died, unfortunately, whatever. You would have this benefit.
I was waiting for River Dark joke, unfortunately.
How much would he be worth if I rub him out? But anyway, you would have that. And being so young, this is the, you know, today's the cheapest day for the rest of your life, as they say, to buy insurance.
Sure.
It goes up every day thereafter.
Well, we mentioned it like a few months ago, but I'll be starting full time with TW3 in November. So I'll be coming on full time. You guys be seeing more of me and then Maybe I can share some of my advice or warning signs of some of the dumb stuff I've done. And
you know, well, I think, you know, I think it's important for everyone, because you could have gone full time here right out of the gate if you wanted to. But sure. I think the experience of going working in a corporate structure,
yeah,
has given you an experience that you can speak from and an empathy that yeah. you can have with other clients.
For sure.
You know, because I just don't think it's good to come right out of the gate with the advantage of entrepreneurialism blowing at your back.
Yeah.
You know, without.
I think there's definitely some motivation that working a full-time job, knowing sort of being in more of a corporate office or a corporate structure, mm-hmm. like sort of seeing, because there's benefits to it.
Sure.
Absolutely. You know, there's benefits, and just kind of figuring out, like, part of it's just psychology. What kind of person are you?
Right.
You know, is this something you enjoy? Because I've got a lot of friends that really enjoy the structure that they're in, and they love that, and they like the security, and they like that I know when to work, I know when I'm out of work. Like, they love all that, and I think it's good for people to go through that.
Absolutely. Personality types are is going to drive a lot about what is the healthiest environment for a person to thrive.
Yeah.
I think where people get in trouble is they, like we did in the training tonight, they see the fruit that complete freedom brings.
Mm.
But they don't understand that that's growing from the tree of personal responsibility.
Yeah.
And you can't get the fruit out of this tree, but won't this tree over here, which I call that tree, their fault tree.
Sure.
And all I'm saying is it's his responsibility to pay me a salary. Mm. It's his responsibility to provide a work environment that's healthy for me to grow.
Yeah.
But you're giving off your freedom of schedule, time, income. Mm. He gets to choose all that, but it's his fault if something, because you know you're trading it off. It's a business decision.
I can't remember his name, and I know you know who he is, the guy that did Rich Dad Poor Dad.
It's not Guy Kawasaki, but it's I forget his name.
You know what I'm talking about, but yeah. he talks about that the theory that the guy that he worked under, his rich dad, he went under apprenticeship for him.
Robert Kiyosaki.
Right. And he worked for him for all those years, and he was talking about how, you know, he never accepted a paycheck. And the guy's whole mentorship was about how he was saying, like, you know, the first day I give you a paycheck, you're no longer an entrepreneur. You're no longer, that's not your drive. You're an employee.
Right.
And he was just trying to get him in that mindset of owning it and stuff. And I think it's good for people to know where they're at. Like, I know for me personally, it's like, I know I'm at a place where I'd rather be much poorer, because I make a decent money now for my age, but I'd much rather be less wealthy and just have that freedom of, like, drive to go somewhere else.
You're getting where I was and still am. My freedom has a very, very high price tag to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, in our mastermind group, I shared, I don't know if I've ever shared it publicly on a podcast. I don't think I mind, but, first of the year I was offered a decent size to just buy our membership system out and everything.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that.
And I turned it down simply because the deal was I would stay on, be the face, do this, do that.
Yeah.
And I just, once you taste freedom and you have the self-value and worth that I don't mean this in a bad way, but I don't need someone else.
Yeah.
That is such a rewarding when you can literally go and come as you want, when you can work in your pajamas,
mm-hmm.
when I don't have to wear it, and I'm not, I know Miller Time gives me a hard time. He said, quit poo-pooing on me because I wear a bow tie. You do you.
He's got the freedom to.
He's got the freedom to do that. That's him. That's his personality. He likes it. I don't begrudge anybody that likes to dress up and look good and all this. I mean, I don't. I wear t-shirts, jogging pants, or, you know, lounge breeches, or, you know, I dress, like, as Michael said, like a bum.
Yeah.
I get that. But at the same time, I have freedom to do it.
Yeah.
I literally don't care what other.
It's not stopping anything. So, I mean,
you know, I have to look good from the waist up to be on a podcast. And this is the best I can do within the confines of what I can do. But it's just such a rewarding life. But I think a lot of people are so attracted by the fruit, and you should be. But there's the flip side of that is do what it takes.
Mm.
And really understand yourself. What's more important to you, your freedom or your sense of someone else is going to take care of this for me? In other words, you're trying to place your security in the hands of other people. And that's a whole philosophical thing that I debate people shouldn't, but that doesn't matter. There are people that, you know, they understand the logic, but they still would rather.
My argument is, what's security though? I mean, it's secure as long as you have that job. But what's the security that you'll have that job 5 years?
Well, it's like I put in my book, chapter 13, which is ironically in chapter 13, because the bankruptcy law of chapter 13, but the law of income growth that I put in there is the number one law is no one. And I do mean no one, your parents, your loved ones, your spouse. I mean, it's just human nature. No one cares more about your well-being than you do. Now they might care as much, but they don't care more
for sure.
And the reason, and not to get political, but the reason why, let's put it this way, the reason why Western civilizations tend to thrive above others is this whole idea of the sovereignty of the individual.
Yeah.
And trying to align a structure that allows people to, as they seek their self-interest, they are creating the welfare of others. When it's done right, I know that things can go awry and it not be perfect. It's not a utopia by no means. But freedom's the best thing that was ever invented. And I just wish more people would value themselves and value the concept of freedom to the point where they're willing to fight for it.
Also, it introduces a new set of problems, but it's better problems than what you may have.
I'm not problem free.
No, sure. But I was just more as a funny anecdote before. You were telling me how, you know, your diet goes really well or however long you're doing it. You're at home, you're working it, and then you go on vacation.
Yeah.
But I'm just thinking, like, how many people would kill to have the problem? It's like, the issue with my diet is I take too many vacations and it takes me off track. And I'm just, you're thinking though, that's where's your problems at? And what would your brother have to deal with? You know,
I get it. You know, I get it all the time about, you guys just stay on perpetual vacation. You know, you know, sort of just jabbing at me. And I know they mean it in good fun. Nobody, at least my friends, don't mean it.
Sure.
But think about this in the concept of employments that you've experienced. Mm-hmm. You have the owners drive nice cars, go on vacation all the time. But if you...
And there's nothing wrong with that.
And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But notice the difference in response. If you go to that person and say, hey, I'd like to take that many vacations. I'd like to drive that car.
Sure.
They're going to say, you know, well, luck up and be able to do this, you know. And if you get the luck of the draw and someone decides that they'll allow you to be able to be in this position, then maybe eventually, based on the decisions of other people, you might be able to.
Yeah.
You come to me and say, hey, I'd like to take just as many vacations. Well, for a nominal fee, I'll give you the software, the system, the training, mm-hmm. and exactly every single thing I do, you can as well.
Yep.
Completely different system of thinking.
For sure.
All right, guys. Thanks for being on the podcast tonight. We hope you got something out of it. Until next time, we've got one more podcast next week. And then guess what? I'm going on another vacation. We're going to Montana. Anyway, we'll see you on the flip side. Talk to you later.
Thank you for listening to TerryWilson3.com today. If you've decided you are worth more, then go to TerryWilson3.com now and get a free digital sample copy of the book. You are worth more. Listen, no one's going to give you what you're worth but you. So stop putting off and get started earning, enjoying, and experiencing what you are worth today. Go to TerryWilson3.com now to start your journey today. That's TerryWilson3.com.